Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to the Power of Enrichment broadcast with hosts Kiana Cox and Laura Clark. Tonight's topic is entitled, Have Faith in What? We hope you enjoy the show. Now here's our featured broadcast.
Hello and welcome to the Power of Enrichment broadcast episode, Have Faith in What? I'm your co-host, Laura Clark, founder and CEO of Chief Executive VA.
And I'm your co-host, Kiana Cox, speaker and enrichment coach. Before we dive into tonight's topic, as always, we like to share the vision of the broadcast, advise listeners on what you can expect to receive, and then do a quick recap from the last broadcast, which was entitled, What's Love Got to Do with It? So the vision for Power of Enrichment is a multifaceted platform utilized to share true wisdom with all those seeking to live a more meaningful, fulfilling, and abundant life by being enlightened with the truth and understanding via interactive electronic media, technology, and other related mediums of communication. Listeners can expect to receive enriching experience accompanied with practical applications that can be applied in your relationship, business, finances, health, purpose, spirituality, and much, much more. Find what love is. The definition of love. We stated that the dictionary defines love as a profoundly tender, passionate affection for another person, to have a strong liking for, to take pleasure in, to need or require. We advise that these are fruits or the results of love. However, the source of love is God. God doesn't have love, but He is love. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, and the word begotten means His only born. Jesus was the only human born not from a woman, but created or produced straight from God. And the root of love is not that we once upon a time loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as a sacrifice to clear away our sins and the damage they've done to our relationship with God. We love because Jesus first loved us and instructed us to love others as He has loved us. Jesus said, there is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friend, in which He, Jesus, did on the cross. Some practical applications we then shared in loving the unlovely is to first address the person and let them know how you feel. If that doesn't work, get a mediator or speak to someone about the situation, therefore to release some of the anger, pain, or hurt caused by the other person. Next, we said you can pray for them by speaking good words about them. Another, love them from a distance. Not everyone is approachable or ready to be loved back. Separate and then reintroduce yourselves was another suggestion. You may need time, or the other person may need time or space to think about some things. And in doing so, start fresh by communicating and respecting one another. And this application will only work if you both have forgiven one another. We concluded that love is a decision. You can't love if you haven't experienced true love yourself. So make a decision to receive love from Jesus through your relationship with Him. Now let's delve into tonight's topic, have faith in what? Laura, can you explain to us what faith really is?
Yes, and faith is, it's a large topic, so we're going to try to dive as much as we can in this topic that we're talking tonight. Beginning with just defining faith and knowing the definition is good. However, with this episode, our goal would be definitely to be able to understand the definition and apply its meaning personally so that it could be life-changing for us. We've heard the saying before, and some may or may not, now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance evidence about what we do not see. faith is being sure of those things that we hope for. We have a hope for a thing, and faith is defined as that thing that you're having hope for, and that you're certain that those things that you do not see, that they are real. So if we're breaking down its meaning, looking first at substance, it says that faith is, it acts as a substance of that thing you're hoping for. Substance is what can be perceived or contacted by your senses, your basic bodily senses. Faith is you. You could say it's tangible to what you're hoping for. Substance is the real physical matter of a thing that cannot be seen. Substance is to what is hoped for, rather. Therefore, you have to have hope in order to make this connector. Hope without faith has no real physical existence. So hope is acting like that goal setter. Hope is not tangible. It doesn't have anything that your senses can perceive unless faith is added to it. Hope looks like this. When a person says one day, you know what, I will not owe anyone money, that's a goal. It's a goal and a hope that one day I will not owe anyone money. However, when you look at that and you add faith to that, faith makes that tangible. Faith will then turn and say, I believe that I will no longer owe no man anything, as Scripture states. Faith makes that a substance to hold on to. When you look at the other parts of the meaning, that faith is evidence and assurance of what you do not see. Assurance or evidence is that faith is a proof of a thing that you're hoping for. It validates the existence of something hoped for. Faith takes that place of the thing that you're hoping for. It is evident of it until the thing that you're hoping for arrives in the physical realm. So, for instance, if you're hoping for the fact that you owe no one, no man anything, it acts as the physical substance. It's the evidence of that until it arrives in the physical realm where you can see, smell, and taste, and touch. So I ask myself the question, where then does faith come from? Faith comes from hearing the word of God. Not heard, it's hearing and hearing and hearing. When you see faith as that continuous hearing, the word of God is filled with faith. It produces faith in the heart of a hearer. When we say heart, it's the soul of you, where you think, your mind, your will, and your emotions. So how would one acquire this assurance for what looks impossible? That's where trust comes in. God states in his word that in the beginning, he created the heavens and the earth out of absolutely nothing, according to Genesis 1:1. So since there is no specific method to validate this as truth, you have to then accept the word by faith. When there are no visible or natural signs showing how God has, will, or can accomplish that thing, continual trust in God, belief in his love and goodness for us, helps you secure yourself there. Faith in God and his word is not a blind faith where you can't see that thing. It comes through learning to trust God's word. It's good to identify that faith and trust through are kind of used as synonyms, but they're really two different components. One's faith has to be strengthened through a learning process which occurs over the time. It's not enough to just have faith in Jesus Christ. You have to also trust and obey him. Although one's faith in Christ is a one-time decision, trust requires us to have this ongoing decision process. And when we look at it, developing our faith is through our confession. Development comes from hearing the word of God and confessing those promises for the thing you're hoping for. Learning to operate at your own level is just as important. Start at your own level. Start where you are, meaning you may say that you are believing God for millions of dollars for the ability to do grand things, but when you have not really learned as yet to believe God for the money to just pay your rent, it's that type of learning to operate at your own level. And when you do this, it's essential for growth, and it also helps keep you from falling into deceptions. We are saved through faith, which is a gift from God, and this gift you have to accept, and upon receiving it, you have the ability to take the delivery of every promise Jesus has provided. Jesus is the foundation of our faith. Therefore, he is the author, the one who originated, and the finisher, the one who performs the last step, completed our faith, which is the surety of what we're hoping for. So, Kiana, can you share with us an experience, your faith experience?
Sure. So, my middle son was diagnosed with benign epilepsy at the age of 5. The doctors advised me that it was not detrimental to his health or life-threatening. However, there were medicines prescribed to control and precautions to take to monitor the seizures that he was having. In addition, they made mention that he most likely would be on the medication and could experience occasional seizures until he grows out of them, which they predicted around the age of 16, 17 before he received his driver's license. There was even a doctor in Southern California who told me that there was a possibility that he could continue with the diagnosis even through adulthood. I didn't believe or agree with what the doctor said, and it was the last time that we visited that particular doctor. A few years passed, and he had very few seizures, but it was embarrassing to him, especially if he wanted to spend the night over a friend's house, and I didn't really trust other people to know what to do without panicking if he had a seizure while they were with him. On top of that, there were frequent doctor visits and medications with a couple of hundreds of dollars a month. Initially, the medication was covered by our insurance. However, at one of the lowest points in my life, that's another broadcast, I didn't have the money to pay for the upcoming month's prescription for the money because I thought I would have to ask for another month because there was no guarantee of income coming in at that time. So I went to my son and I asked him if he wanted to stop taking the medication, and he said yes. So in my private time, I said, Jesus, he doesn't want to take the medicine any longer, and I don't have the money to pay for it, nor am I asking anybody else to do it. So either you have to heal him or you have to get the money to me some way. I was familiar and understood the scripture and promise of healing and Jesus being my provider. So in short, the money didn't come. He was no longer on the medication. And after a routine visit to his primary care physician, they found no trace of abnormality in his brain, and she reported that he was in perfect health. After that, I was glad that I didn't. The money didn't come because I was and off the medication anyway. So that was my faith experience, which Amen. Really jumped out when sharing an experience and what to share. Laura, how about you? What's your faith experience?
Oh, my goodness. Starting my business was a life-changing moment of faith that I had to apply. I've been working for a large publicly owned leatherware corporation, making a substantial salary, and the father presented me with an opportunity that it was time to get out of the boat. And I did not realize at that time that I had a complete reliance on the salary and position that I held at that corporation. So when the word came that it was time for me to leave and get out of what I thought was security and the way of life for me, get out of that boat, I was faced with making a life-changing decision. So this decision, should I go with my senses? I could see that leaving this would be extremely risky for our household and all of our lives as I knew it. So, however, it was the place where I had to trust the word of God and then apply the faith that I had in this word at that time, and it was to get out of the boat and walk on water. And that water walking was starting my own business. Applying faith I had in Father God was meaning to take him at his word and make it the very substance so that I could walk on that water and go out and do this business and start my own business. It was not all clear and not mapped out road. However, faith led me to trust God at his word. And so now, 8 years later, I have seen his unchanging hand develop my vision and my mission for my business and witness God using it as his front line to spreading his kingdom. Well, that's an awesome something. And I know, Kiana, you may want to show some practical applications of faith because it's a big topic for us.
Yes, a huge topic. Some practical applications. So many of us have heard the scripture, faith without works is dead. If you haven't, I encourage you to read James chapter 2, verses 14 through 26 in the Message version. What does this mean, faith without works is dead? As Laura discussed earlier, faith means to trust, rely on God, and in the finished works of Jesus. That's where our faith, you can't have faith without trust. They work hand. So let's use my story or testimony for an example. And what works did I do? My faith in trusting that he is the healer and that my son will be healed. And what was the work? The work, I believed. Nothing else but believed. All I did was believe. That was all I had at that time. There was no other option for me but to believe. Now, another example, let's say a similar situation in his life with their son, but the mother paid for the medication, and she continued to give him the prescribed medication. Although he would be healed because she no longer wanted to see her son going through pain or frustration or some even anger that may have in that situation, and he was again taking the medication that the doctor had prescribed, she also continued believing for his healing while he could patient and the doctor's visit. Then one day she takes her son to the doctor. The doctor runs tests and tells her that there's no more traces of abnormality. Your son is in perfect health and he can discontinue the medication. Years passed and no seizures. His healing is complete because, according to the doctor, if there are no seizures time, then most likely there will be no more seizures in the epilepsy. Now, what was the work for this mom? She continued with the doctor's visits while believing for her son's healing. In both examples, mine and the he was believing. The experience is not the same in everyone's life, and this is on that, because some people take one person's testimony and say, okay, well, I'm going to do that, and it's going to work for me too. No, not in all cases. Very few. Depending upon the circumstance, there may only be one option, which is to believe. Believing is the work. My pastor uses the word corresponding action. What action corresponds with the situation? Sometimes all you can do is believe for the best. Or diagnoses you with a terminal disease where there is no cure and no medication will help. There is no other option but to believe for your healing to show up in your life, or to agree with the doctor and say, okay, the doctor said, this is it, this is it. But if you can believe, or if you will believe for your healing to show up in your life, then you are in agreement with what the Word of God has to say, his promises about your healing. In the Bible, Abraham had two situations occur. He had more, but we'll focus on these two. He believed and was made righteous in right standing, or innocent in the sight of God, by believing and not doing anything else. He also placed his son on an altar to be sacrificed as God told him to, in which he did, believing that God would already have a sacrifice when he arrived or would raise his son from the dead. This applies to other circumstances as well. Some people look for a job from 9 to 5 as believing to receive that job, and eventually some apply the same work with no results, yet still believing, and a job opportunity comes looking for them. Again, different or similar situations, yet different experiences of receiving what we are believing for. The disciples asked Jesus, they said, what must we do to do the work God requires? And Jesus responded, the work or the doing of God is this, to believe in the one he sent, which is Jesus. And reference is John 6, 28 through 29. So trust Jesus by believing to lead you in the peace or the ease to do the good work, which in turn can. What if you are believing, what, or doesn't come instantly, which has happened in many situations. We want to give up, cave in, quit. What do you do then if it doesn't happen the way you're believing for it, you're trusting, you have faith, you're trusting for that situation, to that circumstance to turn around. What do you do then while you're waiting or expecting, or Laura mentioned hoping earlier, which means an earnest expectation? We keep trusting through prayer, meditating on a related scripture, and focus on the promise and not the situation. This may require you to separate from anyone or anything that could possibly contribute to you being distracted, doubting, or giving up on what you are believing for. Surround yourself with like-minded people who will encourage you. Galatians 6, 7 through 8 in the Message version says, "Don't be misled. No one makes a fool of God. What a person plants and what they sow or do or give, they will harvest, they will reap, they will get it, they will see it. The one who plants in response to God, letting God's Spirit do the growth work in him, harvests a crop of real life, and that's eternal life." So, is there anything, Laura, you want to add to that?
Yes, the enriching portion to take away in this episode, having faith in what? This what is meaning in God, his word. Steadfast faith is a result of a continual trust in God. We're going to believe in his love and his goodness for us. Scripture says that if you have faith as a seed, you would say. When you say it, you plant it. Faith, the word of God, it's like it acts like the seed into your heart that acts as the soul, the soil of the ground. And this seed, the word of God, grows in the ground of your heart, not the blood-pumping heart. It's the heart of you, which is, once again, your soul, your mind, your will, and your emotions. Saying and believing is important because it releases faith and it brings results. Take this important part and develop in your faith in the word so you can believe what you're saying daily will come to pass. Developing your faith and in the confession of God's word, which all is already filled with faith. So that's an awesome something, guys. That's our takeaway about what you're going to have faith in. And so for our challenge of the day, if you could take a moment and go into the depths of your heart and fill in this blank, of this statement, my trust is in blank. You fill it in. God, God's word, Jesus, go ahead and take that challenge again. Is there anything you have, Kiana, left after that?
No, this was such a, we can go on and on and on and on about this particular topic, but I believe that our listeners now have a better understanding of what faith really is, because over the years you've heard the word faith and have faith in this person and have faith in that and have faith in this, and really understanding the truth, what true faith is, what faith truly is. And I believe that, again, that the listeners have a better understanding of what faith is.
Yes. Take and apply. I mean, we can even go into how looking at faith and understanding that when you're going for faith, this continual hearing is doing this planting in your heart of what God says. And it's so important that if you haven't released this faith, if you have not spoken, you know, once you have what is known of the promises of God, that faith you put into that, and the moment you speak, if faith is just like that. It releases it, and it begins the process of planting in your heart so that now everything is spoken, everything that you speak, everything that you do is focused on that, what you're saying, the promises. So once again, take that challenge. Really, take that moment and go into the depths of your heart and fill in that blank. My trust is in. And you fill that in. Look it deep in your heart. Is it God? Is it God's word? Is it the job? Just like I identify, the job was something I thought was of substance, of what provided for me. But upon going out on his word and trusting him that he is provider, he is source, he is the one who is leading and guiding, and trusting that leading, that's where it began to lead me. The very words and the faith that I was grabbing a hold of to make substance in my life, that was the very thing that I held on to so that I could walk and it could lead it and guide me in all the decisions I had to make. They're not always easy and it's not always mapped out, but isn't that what faith looks like? It's not always mapped out. It doesn't always look clear. So that is really a big topic. We'd probably do another episode about faith because there's so much to go into and dive out as you know what it looks like.
Yeah,
don't you
so
think,
Kim? Yeah, absolutely. Okay. And just again, I just want to encourage all the listeners that whatever the situation may be, again, there's a peace or there's an ease guarding the answer to that particular situation. And again, it's not based on someone being in a similar situation and what they did pertaining to that situation, how they stepped out in faith, what they were believing for, what they were expecting to happen and to come. And again, sometimes we do expect it to come a certain way, but it ends up coming in a different way. But again, our responsibility of what we are to do is only believe. That's the work, is to believe that it is, not worrying about it. Sometimes we get caught up in the how it's going to happen. And that is a huge hindrance for most of us, trying to think, how is this going to happen? I have 42 cents in my account. How am I going to get this new house? Or how am I going to qualify for this? Or how is this going to happen? The how. And he didn't say how. He didn't tell us to worry about the how. He said, only believe. Trust in me. I'll do it. It's already done. It's already done. And so as we conclude, again, just have faith in Jesus. Trust in him.
That's it.
Yeah.
That really is it. So again, you know, it's a great opportunity. We hope that these truths and meanings and definitions that you just listen to and let it sink in your heart so that you begin to walk into that and understand just really what are you having faith in? And what that looks like for you. And add this enriching portion to your life and see what it comes out of it. And definitely take the challenge of today. Again, we want to thank all of our listeners for tuning into the Power of Enrichment broadcast. Please be sure to mark your calendars for our next episode, which is entitled Amazing Grace. That will be held on July 16th, the same time and place, same time of 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, and the same place right here on Blog Talk Radio. You can listen to the broadcast by dialing 657-383-1389 or logging on to blogtalkradio.com/Power of Enrichment Broadcast. Please share the broadcast information with your friends and family, and please remember to log on to our website. Follow us on Blog Talk Radio and Twitter. Like us on Facebook. Connect with us on LinkedIn. And definitely be a part of our circle on Google+ to stay abreast of all the things pertaining to Power of Enrichment. In addition, please, we want to hear from you. Email us suggested broadcast topics or any inquiries, comments, and prayer requests, please, at powerofenrichment@gmail.com. And so,
until next time,
be enriched.
Be enriched.